Okay, I move case number 89474 to a formal hearing or in the alternative accept the signed consent agreement previously offered by the board and resolution of the case.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to move to formal hearing or accept the signed consent agreement. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any? Did we lose one? I only heard one aye. Chase and I think I heard Marshall. Okay.
Chase turned on ayes.
Okay, so motion passes. And then case number 89474, moving on to case number 89475, Angel Herrera, number BAR006486, owner, star six to unmute. Case number 89475, Angel Herrera, star six to unmute. Okay, I move case number 89475 to a formal hearing or the alternative accept the signed consent agreement previously offered by the board as resolution of the case.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to move to formal hearing or accept the consent agreement. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, motion passes. Move to formal hearing with consent agreement option as well. Case number 90188, Jonathan Peralta, number BAR005264. Star six to unmute if you're on the phone. Case number 90188, Jonathan Peralta, star six to unmute. All right, hearing nothing, I move case number 90188 to a formal hearing of the alternative accept the signed consent agreement previously offered by the board as resolution of the case.
Second.
All right, so we have a motion and a second to move to formal hearing or accept consent agreement previously offered. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion passes unanimously. We have moved forward on a formal hearing or consent agreement signature. 98455 is the next case. Krista Farnsworth, number 11501405, licensee, star six to unmute if you're on the phone. Okay, one more time, 98455, Krista Farnsworth. All right, hearing nothing, I move case number 98455 to a formal hearing on the alternative accept signed consent agreement previously offered by the board as resolution of the case. Any objections?
Second.
All right, so we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, we have unanimous there. We have moved case number 98455 to a formal hearing or accepting the original consent agreement. Case number 98484, Shimon Maddox, number 11000284, owner. If you're on the phone, start six to unmute. Okay, 98484, Shimon Maddox. All right, hearing nothing, I move case number 98484 to a formal hearing on the alternative accept signed consent agreement previously offered by the board. Any second?
I second that, McFadden.
All right, McFadden, second. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, so we have moved forward with formal hearing or accept the previous signed consent agreement for case number 98544. I'm sorry, 9848. Oh, no. Wait, which one's? I'm sorry.
84.
84. Okay. So now we're moving on to 98544, Alejandra Salas Salazar, number 11202456. Hello. Okay, so we just had board member Tracy and Wilkinson exit, so she's no longer present, but we still have two board members on the phone, so we have quorum. All right, so Alejandra, can you please raise your right hand? And do you swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth? That's it, I think.
I swear.
And your name?
Alejandra Salazar.
Fantastic, thank you. And so then we have investigator Lisa Chavez here. Can you tell us what happened here?
Good morning, Acting Chair Blurin and members of the board. My name is Lisa Chavez. On October 4th, 2023, I conducted an inspection of tender and loving hair by Alejandra, a salon within a salon in Phoenix, Arizona. And I spoke with owner Alejandra about having an establishment license and confirmed on the board's database that the salon was in a licensed establishment. I found no sanitation violations. I promote this today. I provided Alejandra Salas Salazar with an inspection report and interviewed her before leaving. On October 16, 2023, Alejandra submitted a cosmetology establishment application on April 18, 2024. The application was approved for tender loving hair by Ali. The license number NCOS 33943. It expires on April 18, 2025. If you have any questions, I will be happy to address them.
Okay, you want to tell us?
Okay, going into this one, the one that I was previously at, because I recently just moved, I was renting a chair and I had no education on that. I had no idea that I had to have a salon license for renting the chairs because I was working under the salon. So I had no idea until she came in and she educated me on that. So that night I stayed up to 12 till midnight submitting my my application. During that time, I had issues with my trade name because I didn't have a trade name. I did have an LLC from my previous salons, but I was only in that salon for a year. I did everything that I had to do. I kept having issues with my trade name. I kept missing like a capital or, you know, whatever the case I was having issues. I finally got it approved yesterday. So I got approved. But since then, I've moved locations. I'm in an actual suite now, and I submitted a new salon license last night.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you. If I'm confused, you were renting a chair, but technically you should have had her own license because it was a
salon within a salon.
So it's a suite situation, but it was like actually an open floor plan, or
yeah,
it's a station that she is just responsible for herself, and the establishment is licensed would be under herself. The owner of the actual principal salon had told me that she doesn't cover anybody but herself. So that's why going forward it was the salon within a reverse Alejandra.
Okay. I know, even I'm confused in terms of like the step pro, like what dictates it as its own salon or suite.
So it typically has to do with, as she said, the principal owner of the establishment has decided that she is not going to hold an establishment license for all of the stations in her because she doesn't want the responsibility of the individuals working as what I would assume to be independent contractors within that establishment. So that becomes a salon within what we call a salon within a salon. And so she had to receive her education that she needed to have her own establishment license, even though it was in within the larger frame, if you will, of
yeah. Okay, and also let the record reflect that board member Tracy Wilkins going to return to the board meeting. Okay, so any questions for inspector or licensee or motions to make, board member?
Does this happen a lot? I pretty much have the majority of the girls who was alive submit their machine. Nobody had an idea that we have to have that. They thought it was just an option.
So McFadden speaking here, the salon owner didn't inform you guys when you started?
She did say that she'd prefer us to have it. She didn't say it was mandatory. So we're like, well, I've never had to. I've always rented for the past 4 years. I knew to get an LLC, but I didn't know to get license.
Deputy Director Shepherd, it's really up to the discretion of the owner.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something we necessarily mandate, but to what Director McAlley said, if the owner does not want to take responsibility, then it's on those who are running the chair on the cosmetology side.
This sounds like the licensee is probably confused, even less liable than a salon situation, maybe? I don't know.
Yes.
Also, I must say I'm no longer at the salon. I went into the suite to like finally, once I received my license yesterday morning, then I submitted a cancellation for that license and I submitted a new license for the new place that I'm at. So it's only been about 2 months that I moved.
Okay, can we move to the board? I move that we dismiss case number 98544.
Fan second.
All right, we have a motion to dismiss case number 98544. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, so most, all those opposed? Okay, sorry, I couldn't hear you, Tracy. You might be talking low over there, or I'm.
You know, I wasn't sure if I was allowed to vote on this one, but if I'm voting, then.
Oh, I thought, if you don't feel equipped to hear it, yes.
I feel like I heard enough to be okay with this, yeah.
Oh, you do, okay, great. So, I'll do one more time. We have a motion and a second, to dismiss case number 98544. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, that's unanimous, so the motion passes. So we dismissed the case, and that means this won't be on your record at any time, but please do maintain your license. Establishment license and all of those. I know if you have an LLC, it is often the corporation commission license plus the establishment license plus the personal license, so just, making sure to flag that for you that it's a couple of different licenses.
I learned too much today.
Great, you have a nice.
Everybody's helpful, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, case number 98550, Jocelyn Phillips, number 11501695. Perfect, I need if you're on the phone. Case number 98550, Jocelyn Phillips. All right, sounds like no one's there. So I move case number 98550 to a formal hearing or in the alternative, except the consent agreement previously offered. Any second there?
McFadden, second.
All right, so motion second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Oh, that was unanimous, actually. So we are good to go on moving that to a formal hearing or in the alternative, accepting the old consent agreement that was, originally filed or offered to the licensee. Case number 98613, Nail Club, number SNP20075, Nail Club LLC owner, Min Nguyen, number 5970037, and Duyen Lu, number 10200703. Star 6 and meet if you're on the phone. All right, one more time, 98613, Nail Club. All right, hearing nothing, I move case number 98613 to a formal hearing or the original consent agreement offered by the Board of Resolution of the case.
Second that, McFadden.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, so we have moved forward on formal hearing or original consent agreement. Case number INSP-090553, case number 17, Glenn Merriweather, number BAR002138, licensee. Star 6 to unmute if you're on the phone. INSP-090553. Okay, with hearing nothing, I move case number INSP-090553 to a formal hearing or the alternative, accept the original consent agreement that the board offers.
Kirkland Glover, second.
All right, second, and a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Hello? Did you get somebody?
I'm sorry, who is that?
Glenn Merriweather.
Okay, so, I will go ahead and withdraw my one second, Mr. Merriweather. I will go ahead and withdraw my previous motion in case number INSP-090553, which was moving to a formal hearing so that we can begin the case. Do we need a second for that?
No, if you could withdraw yours. I will withdraw my second as well.
Okay, so we are withdrawing. No motion on the table here. Okay, Mr. Merriweather, we're going to hear from our inspector, our investigator, and then we will hear from you. But actually, let me go ahead and swear you in. If you could hold up your right hand, and then say, do you swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? Mr. Merriweather?
Yes, can I get a camera?
Yes, do you swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, repeat your name.
Glenn Merriweather.
Okay, thank you so much. Now we're going to hear from the investigator, about the inspection. I think you probably remember this.
Thank you, Chair and members of the board. My name is Helen Bordelon. On November 15th, I conducted an inspection of the Quest Barber Studio located in Falalita, Arizona. And I discovered that Glenn Merriweather was providing a haircut at the time of inspection with an expired personal license. License number BAR002138 expired on August 8th, 2017, and expired over 6 years. Glenn Merriweather is an unlicensed barber and he will need to retest. As of today, the personal license is still expires. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to address.
Thank you. Mr. Merriweather, do you want to share anything about this case?
Yeah, so as Jose from the shop, so I'm one of the owners. So we've been trying, like, the whole time that we were trying to get the, because I moved away from pretty much 2018. I moved away and I wasn't in Arizona. And I moved back 2020, I believe, in probably November or October. And that's when I tried to, I had called the state board. They told me, oh, the only way you can do it now, you don't call. You have to do it online, submit it online. So online, it just kept telling me that that the it was in process, it was still, it was pending, it was ending, it was under review. Okay, cool. So I would just continue to check and it would just stay the same thing. When we called the state board to get everything ready for the shop, I had they had told us, okay, yep, everything's going to be online. You have to be, we'll get back with you on the app. Just keep checking, everything like that on the website. So I would continue to keep checking, keep checking, keep checking. Like I said, this was the whole years of me just, it just being in standing. I never got any letters, never got any, anything. It wouldn't even let me change my address. I never got any letters stating like what else I needed to do. Okay. There was nothing thank given.
We appreciate, I think we understand the gist of what you're saying here, that you got no contact communication and it felt like you're in a black hole with your attorney and your application. Can you tell us, like, because it sounds like you have something to share?
But his license actually expired in 2019. It looks like there was a glitch in the information on here.
I see.
So he is under the 5 years. He can redo, just pay the fine to renew his license up to current.
Do we see in the old system if it shows that he tried doing an application?
So in 2018, they did the merger from the old system to the new system. There has the same thing that we're having with our new system that happened. I think that's the transition that he was having with the system, because in 2018, they went to Salesforce and now the new system for them. So that might be where he had that issue. Going forward, as far as communication goes, we weren't merged at the board, so I don't have any real information on what that correspondence looks like up till now. I don't think we have any correspondence with them.
Madam Acting Chair, I still can't play it, brand new, sorry. Since we transitioned in December for this new system, we have one contact from Mr. Merriweather, which was on April 4th. When we did inform him that he did have to test because there are some issues in the transition of the data, as I referenced in my report. But it sounds like Lakeisha's research is showing we are right under that 5 year mark for him to have to retest. So I will notate his file right now to correct the testing requirement, but he will have to pay basically almost 5 years. We can do the math with him after the fact, but he will have to pay 5 years of renewal and 5 years of late fees in order for that license to be reactivated.
Okay. I feel like just hearing this from the, it sounds like perhaps there was a delay on the part of latency, but there was a lot of challenges internally at the board, Barber Board at that time, and even now, resulting from some of the record keeping challenges from before. I don't know if board has any questions for either our inspector or the licensee or anyone else, or a motion to make.
Yeah, Glenn, Mr. Yeah. Merriweather, this is Wilkins from here. You left, did you do hair when you or barbering?
No.
When you came back,
I was working.
Go ahead.
Well, when I came back, it was in talk of me trying to get with my colleagues, and we opened up a shop, and it was barely established in July of this year, or of last year, I'm sorry. And then when I came back, obviously I knew that I would still have to do that. And I even started the process before I even totally moved over, because I knew that I didn't want to go through the reciprocity state, or, you know, Georgia with switching over from Arizona or whatever, all that stuff. And I knew that I was going to come back. So that's when I started trying to get on it. And then I never got in contact with anybody. They said it was all going to be online. Yeah, repeating all the same steps. And I never got anything in the mail.
And you were able to open up a barbershop, though.
Correct. Last year.
And sorry, okay. Am I understanding right that you do have a license in another state, though, in Georgia?
No.
Okay.
And are you doing hair now, Glenn?
I'm trying to, and that's what I paid to take the retest, because they told me I had to take the test. Once the inspector came in, they told me what was going on. I showed her. She was like, yeah, I do see that. I even showed her the screenshot. She said, I do see that. I'm going to notate it because I do see that. She put me on the phone saying, oh, that's why I wasn't going through. It had you on holding this whole time. And it was still there because there it shows that you have to retest, and it's not going to let you pay and do it. And I never got any kind of notification that that's what I needed to do, until that inspector came in and told and called somebody, and I was able to speak
right
on that phone with the inspector there. So,
okay,
like I said, it was.
Thank you.
Deputy Director Shepherd, just to clarify that anybody coming through our website now, if they do need to reactivate, it will show on their account that they need to contact the board with a phone number.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to adopt the findings of fact based on conclusions of the law.
Wilkinson, some second.
All right, all those in favor adopting findings of fact and conclusions of law, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion passes unanimously. That just means, Mr. Mayor, rather that we agree that we're reading what happened.
Question, is there any history?
No history.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so no history. So I'd also like to make a motion that we, instead of the civil penalty, that we have a disciplinary letter of concern in case number INFP-090553.
Just want to cover.
Okay, so motion and second. All those in favor of disciplinary letter of concern, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Nay.
Okay, so we have one nay. Motion passes. Disciplinary letter of concern in case number INFP-090553. All right, Mr. Merriweather, we have a disciplinary letter of concern is on your record under your personal license, but there is not a civil penalty, so no dollar amount associated with this. And hopefully you can work with staff to get your late fee paid, and it sounds like you don't actually have to retest. So please do connect with staff and get that taken care of so you can get back to work.
Yes, don't work in the
meantime. But don't work in the meantime. You can't work without a license.
Yeah. No, okay. If I can, I would pay today. That wasn't the problem. Yeah, because do I have to? Because I was waiting on the other website that you guys aren't in charge of. Now I have to get in contact with them to get my money back for the fee that I paid.
Mr. Merriweather, so I can tell you right now, PCS is not going to refund your money. But what we are going to do is we are going to work with you on our side to figure out how we can rectify that $170 or $177 worth of fees that you paid to PCS, and try to back those out on our side. And our licensing specialist, Ms. Coleman, is actually going to reach out to you directly.
Okay.
And actually, so, but I'd not seen contact. But hold on one second. I'm not seeing any contact information for him on here. So, I don't want you to have to give your phone number in a public meeting. So if you can go to our website and go to the contact us function on our website and just put in there board meeting, what your name and your case number, and we will, we'll get that to Lakeisha and, he will get you taken care of. Yeah, you okay. Fell victim to not one, but two data system transitions in all of this, and it's messy.
Okay, I apologize.
Thank you so much and have a great weekend. All right, now we're going to do our call for public comment. Those wishing to address the board do not need to request permission in advance. However, the board may limit persons speaking during this time to a reasonable number on any given public matter. In addition, each person wishing to address the board will be given 5 minutes to do so. Pursuant to ARS 38431.01, the board can only take action on matters listed on the agenda. Action on public comment matters that are not listed on the agenda will be limited to directing staff to study the matter or schedule the matter for further discussion at a later date. Do you have any public comment? Okay. And now we have next set, which is adjournment. Does anyone have a motion?
I've got very motions that we adjourn.
All right. Most new turn, all those in favor say aye.
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 All right. We're torn. Have a great weekend. Sorry, everyone. For that long.
You think that was your fault?
Well, you did a great job.
Oh, thank you.